Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And a happy new year to everybody. And I don't really have all that much for you here this morning, because I'm kind of tired, okay? And that isn't from staying out too late last night, I promise you, okay? I went to bed nice and early. But, you know, I got a little thought, a little question for you here this morning on this New Year's Day. We start each new year greeting one another, happy new year, happy new year. Question for you. What do we mean when we say that? What makes a new year happy? What makes a new year good? We just completed 365 days of a calendar year. Was it a good year? Was it a happy year? And how do you know? What criteria do we use to judge a year? Is it how well the stock market did, or whether your favorite sports ball team won a big championship, or whether you basically managed to stay out of trouble and pay your bills for one more year? What makes a year good? Think about this for just a moment. We ought to judge a year the same way that God judges our souls. Our lives are made out of nothing but years. We ought to judge a year the same way that God will judge each one of us. Namely, how well did you treat people? If you can come to the end of the year and you can say that you are more patient, that you are more kind, that you are more forgiving, that you are more gentle, that you are more joyful, that you are more prayerful, that you are more humble, if in a word, you are more charitable, if you can come to the end of the year and know that you are a better friend of God at the end of this year than you were at the beginning, then that was a good year. And by that standard of judgment, may this be the best year ever for all of us, right? And we have a great help to do that this year, every year for that matter, because we always begin the year with this great feast day, the feast of Mary, the Mother of God. Now, there's something about the Blessed Mother that I cannot explain. You just have to take this on faith. She's been given a mission by God to bring Jesus Christ into this world. Not just one time, but for all time. When God wanted to come into this world, he asked her permission to be born. And only when she said yes, did heaven come down to earth, did God's grace come down into this world. And that wasn't just for one time, that was for all time. It is her mission appointed by God to bring Jesus Christ into this world. That's why there's no Christian maturity without the Blessed Mother. That's why you want to have the rosary as part of your life. That's why you want to have intercession for the Blessed, for prayers as a part of your life. Let her be a regular part of your life, because where the Blessed Mother is honored, the life of grace flourishes. And where the Blessed Mother is neglected, the life of charity withers. We celebrate this feast day on the first day of the year, and you got to ask yourself, why the feast of Mary, Mother of God, on January 1st? Didn't used to be on January 1st. It was Pope Paul VI who moved this feast. It used to be in October. Why January 1st? Well, partly it's because we're in the octave of Christmas. You know, Christmas is such a big celebration, you can't contain it in just one day. You got to celebrate it every single day for 8 days. And Christmas is all about the birth of the child, but you can't have the child without the mom. So it's the feast of Mary, the Mother of God. But also, it's because when you come to the brand new year, you know, you look out upon this new year and it's all full of hope, like a great big blank canvas. You project all your hopes out onto this year. Blessed Virgin Mary shows us where to place that hope. Place that hope in God's grace. Place that new year's hope in her powerful intercession. And don't place it in anything else. You know, you naturally, you want to hope for all the best. You want to hope for the best in the world of politics, and you want to hope for the best in the world of economics, and you want all the traffic lights to turn green and everything to come up roses. But you know that it won't, because it never does. Don't place your hope in anything of this world, anything human, because it's going to fail you like a New Year's resolution, I'm telling you. I heard a good definition of a New Year's resolution recently. It's called a to-do list for the first week of January. Okay. Don't place your hopes in any of those things. Place them in the Lord. Emmanuel means God with us. May we be with Him closer, ever closer, all this year long. That's my prayer for you, not only today, but all throughout this new year. It's the prayer that we heard in our first reading, which is such a great reading because it was the prayer that the high priest used to say over the people on the first day of the year from the temple in Jerusalem. And this is my prayer for you as well. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you kindly and give you His peace. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all this new year long. Amen.